Welcome to Israel 18 News at 1 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a pleasant day across Israel. Tel Aviv enjoys clear skies while Jerusalem sees a few clouds. In Haifa, expect a light breeze. For those in Eilat, it's sunny and warm. Here are today's headlines. First, the Times of Israel reports just in that Israel vows to remain in South Lebanon. Officials warn Iran of a strong response if provoked. Also, Ynet shares that northern leaders urge residents to stay away. They criticize the Lebanon ceasefire clause in the U.S.-Iran agreement. Also this hour, JNS reveals that a senior Hezbollah commander was killed in Lebanon earlier today. The IDF claims this as a significant victory against Iranian proxies. Separately, The Forward reports that President Donald Trump announced a completed deal with Iran to end the conflict. The agreement aims to reopen the Strait of Hormuz. And finally, a report from earlier today states that Israeli ministers condemn the U.S.-Iran deal. They assert Israel's independence from the deal's terms. Here's what people are saying online. The Times of Israel posted just minutes ago that the government reiterates its stance on staying in South Lebanon and warns Iran of a strong response. Raylan Givens, commenting on recent developments, stated that senior Israeli officials are united in their criticism of the U.S.-Iran deal. Al Arabiya English shared that President Trump celebrated his birthday with a UFC event at the White House, drawing public attention. Let's go deeper. Starting with the Israeli government's determination to stay in South Lebanon, the Times of Israel highlights ministers' disapproval of the U.S.-Iran agreement. They stress Israel's right to act independently. This stance underscores a potential escalation in the region if tensions rise. Turning to the northern leaders' warnings, Ynet reports that David Azoulay's appeal to Netanyahu reflects a broader concern. The Lebanese ceasefire clause stirs unease with implications for local security and civilian safety. Meanwhile, the IDF's recent operation in Lebanon marks a critical moment. As reported by JNS, Ali Moussa Dakduk's death disrupts Hezbollah's leadership. This operation, preceding the Iran ceasefire, indicates ongoing Israeli military strategy. Finally, Trump's announcement of a deal with Iran is significant. The Forward notes this agreement aims to ease regional tensions and restore maritime trade routes. However, its reception in Israel remains skeptical, highlighting diplomatic challenges. On the economic front, first, Ynet Business reports that Israeli defense firms face another closure at the Eurosatory Arms Fair in Paris. Organizers target booths showcasing offensive systems, raising questions about international trade relations. Separately, Walla Business reveals that Western Union cuts ties with Israel Post. This move severely impacts financial services, highlighting vulnerabilities in Israel's economic infrastructure. And finally, CTEC reports on Israel's decision to keep Ben-Gurion Airport open amid threats. Officials aim to maintain economic stability by preserving key sectors like aviation and energy. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Monday. Our next update is at 2 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.